Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony. Welcome to another edition of B&A Sports Talk. So I think I'm going to start trying to do a little draft previews. What they end up just being is, you know, me watching some YouTube highlights and just being the offensive lineman. And I'll, you know, post some every once in a while if I have a take. I'll post some like a short about it and things like that. I'm just more into the short form content. So I don't have to edit long videos and, you know, whatever. Anyway, so today what I want to talk about is should we talk about the wild card? What should we talk about? I was going to talk about the Giants, Joe Shane. I'm all in that train. I'm on the Joe Shane train, Brian Daboll. And I've been kind of a little bit go back on it over the past couple weeks. I was like, well, not past couple weeks, but I guess past 2 weeks, you say couples too, of like, you know, we need an offensive line. I think the number one concern is always going to be offensive line. Once that's fixed and they know that's the first thing they're going to do, like, they can't just ignore it. As Giants, the Giants fan, we just rebel. Like, what are you doing? If one of those picks is going to be an offensive lineman, whether you want, like, Kyle Hamilton at one of them, or we'll continue to discuss about the draft, but you're going to have to fix the offensive line. That's your first duty as a New York Giants GM. And, so I think Daniel Jones has characteristics like Josh Allen, but Josh Allen just has a big arm. He's more mobile. He's more confident. Daniel Jones can mock up with the ideal version of Josh Allen. He's never going to be there. But, you know, there's some little hope in him. And I think that right now I'm leaning towards, like, riding him out a little bit. But Joe Shane is the guy I want. I mean, with the Bills, are you kidding me? Maybe one of the guys with the 49ers. I haven't really been taking too much attention to the GM search because I've been kind of like, I don't even know these guys. Like, I you could say the talent that they brought in. But, yeah, the Bills seem like they take chances on some guys. And I kind of like it, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I kind of want to talk about the future of some teams in the NFL here because, you know, the Raiders mainly because they just fired GM Mike Mayock and they're like, oh, the Raiders have such a bright future, but I don't really think so. I mean, you have Derek Carr. That's going to be like your block. You have Darren Waller, but those are the two pieces that's kind of it. I mean, Cole Miller, I guess, is good, but I think he's a tad bit overrated. Every single time he goes against a power edge speed rusher, like you go against Joey Bosa, he'd get destroyed. But, you know, he's solid. He does well against bad competition. But, you whiffed on Alex Leatherwood. You whiffed. Let's take a look at their draft picks over the past couple of years. I don't have it in front of me, but let's start with this year. You know, Alex Leatherwood, you missed. Diavon Diablo, you know, he kind of works from what I hear more of a linebacker, more of a will linebacker, I believe. Don't quote me on that. But you have your draft picks this year. None of them really ended up really working out. The only one, like, actually, no, there's not really much. The ones that you have nailed, Max Crosby, you nailed it. But you nailed, I guess, when you brought in Yannick Ngakoue, who's on a expensive deal. Last year, you drafted Henry Ruggs. He's out. You also had a couple other players who are out now. Who's the guy, the cornerback, Damon Arnett, out. And over the past couple years, you know, you're not having this replenishment of talent. We see it winds down teams. It does. Now, it depends who they bring in as coach, but you're not really drafting well, and we know that's the long-term sustainability for the NFL. Take a look at it. You know, as much as you have Russell Wilson, Rashad Penny this year came on, but you whiffed. LJ Collier, gone. Jamal Adams, that's a draft pick from this year that you wasted. DK Metcalf is good, but you haven't really been able to replenish that the depth of that team. And you really have to nail two to three draft picks per year in order to be a sustained team. And now let's look at it. Let's take a look at the teams that lost this week. You know, Dallas, you know, they've done well the past couple drafts, actually. So they should be right back up there. You also have who else lost this week? You have some Bengals. It depends who loses today. But you have the Steelers. Some decent draft. Pat Freiermuth, you know, Najee Harris. You know, I don't worry about them. They completely replenish talent. They're going to be fine. I think the Steelers are going to be fine. You just need to nail that quarterback spot. And the other team, the NFC, you know, the Eagles actually have been making some pretty good moves. I just hope, I'm going to continue to say this, that they don't get Deshaun Watson because there'll be the exact team. They have the exact aggressive owner to go, yeah, let's get Deshaun Watson. Let's bring in Brian Flores too. Let's fire Nick Sirianni. That's like my nightmare. I don't want that. Please. Who else lost this week? Another NFC team? No, that's pretty much it, isn't it? Yeah, the 1, 2, 3, 4 games, and then the the Chiefs and then the Patriots. They just need to get faster. Like, it's obvious they just need to get faster. They're big, but they need to get a little faster. They're not going to catch up in the NFL. It's just the new NFL. Every single player that they bring in, just slow. And the one fast player they had last year, Damier Bird, they got rid of. even though he's not like a great talent. I just like mentioned Damier Bird, but there are plenty of other talents on this team. But, you know, Nikhil Harry, they brought in a wide receiver who's not fast. They try to bring in coachable guys, not guys with a bunch of talent. That's kind of what I have about the Patriots. They've drafted well, I guess, over the past couple of years. Just no stars, you know? Well, they really ever star team, but Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady, they haven't drafted still an offensive Pro Bowler since Rob Gronkowski. You know, like name a team, and that's a short list of teams in the past 10, 12 years I have not drafted a Pro Bowl offensive player. No, that's a true stat. So you have those teams, and let's take a look at the future outlook of the NFC East. I do this like every year. I guess we can do it now. The outlook of the NFC East. So you have the Dallas Cowboys. They're, you know, drafting well. Let's take a look at the coaching. Apparently Mike McCarthy is safe. You have Kellen Moore, who I believe eventually is going to be the coordinator, but you can't give a coordinator the head coaching job at 33. He has a bunch of career left to do. The worst thing would be to is spur him on, but you could say, what is an extra year going to do? It would do a lot. It does a lot. And he's good at his role right now, right? So like if he's good at his role right now, you're going to promote him, and then what are you going to do, strip him of the what he does, or would he change what he does? If he's good at the offensive coordinator position now, you keep him. If he's bad, you fire him. I mean, he's been doing pretty good. Dan Quinn is apparently taking the Broncos job because of a little bit of, you know, friendly buddiness with the Broncos. Apparently, I don't know. So they're going to have to get a new defensive coordinator. The offensive line, you have talent kind of getting older. This is not like a full deep dive. I'm not going to be like, oh, they're kept space with, you know, amount. It's just a rough overall view. They have to do something with Ezekiel Elliott. Now, do you get another running back? I think you just kind of shoot darts to the dartboard. Hopefully, you just kind of gradually replace Ezekiel Elliott. It's not one of those things where you get rid of him and then you replace him. You kind of like, oh, no, this guy is better. You know, Tony Pollard and somebody else. We have kind of a two-headed running back scenario. You know, in the defense, the corners, they really need an upgrade with that. You know, they didn't get Patrick Surtain last year, and you kind of were hidden by the fact that, yo, yeah, Trayvon Diggs had a lot of interceptions. Michael Parsons played well, but they really need that sort of talent. So the Dallas Cowboys, they're going to be there next year, you know. But they're obviously going to win the division because they won it this year. So that's what we know. Next, you have that's true, by the way. That's not just a moot point. Like, I'm serious about this NFC East curse. The Eagles, I want them, I said it, I want them to keep Jalen Hurts. You know, Gardner Minshew, he kind of lulls you in. I told him he's a star in the NFL. But eventually, his theatrics are a little bit too cute. And then when you have him in a windy game, when it's raining, he's not going to be able to do it. And that's that hard cap with him. But he's that leadership. He has that hoorah. And yet he's a guy that you can get a locker room around. And we saw, I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars did worse this year without him, you know. And he didn't play a lot last year. They put Jake Luton in. And he has some talent, whatever it is. But the defensive line continues to get old. But they've added pieces recently, like Josh Sweat. They've added, you know, some decent pieces. Apparently their linebacking core is doing better now. You have that guy against the Giants, man. He was just like all over the field. A cornerback, Darius Slay, played better this year. But, you know, he's due for a regression next year. And you haven't really had, you know, Kevon Wallace didn't end up really working out for you. So you kind of need that talent. And I don't know how good the Eagles cornerbacks are. I don't dissect the entire team, but, you know, overall, the team, wide receivers doing good, but you miss with Jalen Reagor. If you take a look at the summation of their drafts over the past couple of years, not great, not great. I mean, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Jalen Reagor last year specifically, and then going into, you know, your Jalen Hurts, and then really those drafts are kind of just misses. But obviously the greatest one is Mailata. You got him in the 7th round. You hit on him. But yeah, I mean, Landon Dickerson, good pick. So, you know, decent. The offensive line is still going to be good, but you're going to have to figure out, you know, long-term solutions to a Jason Kelce, Brandon Brooks. So those guys are leaving. So, yeah, overall, they felt good, you know, with Lane Johnson to scout the offensive line. And then Washington, the last one, because we mentioned the Giants a little bit. But Washington, porous offensive line. Samuel Cosmi, I told you he wasn't good. That's why he dropped to the 2nd round. I told you he wasn't good. But I also told you, you know, Christian Darrisaw wasn't good in a way. But I'm like, he kind of has that Mekhi Becton feel, and I guess they kind of work in the NFL. I was like, that's why I had Tevin Jenkins at number three, and we'll see how Tevin Jenkins develops. But anyway, that's not today's topic. Jamin Davis doing pretty well. I don't know what this defense, I really don't, but you know, you have that defensive talent. You have Ron Rivera. Your coaching is going to be fine, I guess. I don't think any of them are going to go anywhere anytime soon. You have Scott Turner, you know, North Turner's son. And yeah, they just need to figure out the quarterback position. And they're going to have a new name next year. That's going to be the big title for them. They're going to have a new name. And yeah, so I mean, do they have, this team have a ceiling? Yeah, it's the quarterback. So, and you're going to have the 11th pick this year. So you're going to have to get a quarterback, and hopefully they fill in and they're good. I mean, you're not going to have rollback Ryan Fitzpatrick, I don't think. I don't think he's on the team. I think he's a free agent. And then you have Heinicke. They're going to realize after this year, they really need that high upside guy. So they're going to draft the guy they're liking in the draft. That's their solution to the team. But you're going to need also that offensive line. I believe they have a decent amount of cap space to get things figured out. They have a good enough talent base on the offense, good enough skill base. So there's that. And then the Giants, where do they line up in here? I'm not going to make predictions right now, but like, you know, is Daniel Jones, you know, Dak Prescott's probably the best quarterback in this division, but Daniel Jones is number two easily, right? I mean, he's better than Jalen Hurts. He just can't get injured. So, I mean, if you're evaluating position groups in this division, you know, the offensive line is obviously the worst, but you can easily fill in guys. And obviously the other teams are going to improve as well. But let's just say, you know, offensive line, that can get a notch up in this division. Wide receiver core, I mean, on paper, we're good. I think Kenny Golladay just needs to get his head out of his ass, but maybe get healthier, get a little faster, can concentrate a little bit better. Wide receiver core needs working, honestly. You know, defense, you know, we're up there. You know, don't think that we're far away. I mean, get Blake Martinez back. Hopefully he can still do stuff in the run, but, you know, cornerbacks are going to be good. I think our secondary is going to be continue to be elite. Run defense, get another big guy, which feels like the Giants always do. Even though we're going to be under new management, it feels like we always just get good defensive run stoppers. That's going to be a priority. Continue to be with this team. And then edge rushers, you know, I'm not worried about the defense. You know, we'll see. We'll bring in defensive coordinator, but like we could be in the mix. So that's my NFC outlook. Probably power ranking. I would have the Cowboys 1, Giants 2, Washington 3, Eagles 4. Because, I mean, actually, Eagles 3, Washington 4. Even, you know, man, Washington, do they have the best coach in the division? I guess, but they don't have a quarterback, and neither do the Eagles. I don't know. But, yeah, that's kind of how I see it going. I hope you guys did enjoy this video. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you guys in my next one. Bye, guys.